Yabba-dabba-doo! Bobby should see me in his fake beard.
Come, Flintstone, there's very little time left. You must learn your acceptance speech.
Acceptance speech?
For when they hand you the money, repeat after me. The rotskin spotskin is motskin in the plotskin.
And a rotten spotkin is mutton in a mutton.
No. You sound like a foreigner. You must roll the tongue more. The rotskin plotskin is muttskin in the plotskin.
And the rotskin plotskin is muttskin in the plotskin.
Here, Betty, how about going to this show? Doris Stone and Rock Boulder in Surfing Mothers.
Okay. It sounds light and entertaining anyway. I'm not in the mood for one of those think pictures.
Say, Wilma, where's my bowling ball? I just put it down here a minute ago.
Oh, Bam Bam has it, dear.
Good. Open the good.
Bam Bam, give me that ball this instant. You want to get hurt?
Oh,
that's not for you. Wilma, I'm surprised at you letting a little kid like that play with a heavy thing like this. He could have hurt himself.
I'm sorry, dear.
Well, girls, I'm off. Wish us luck. This is one of the most important matches of the season.
How come you didn't go down early with Barney, Fred, for the practice session?
Well, frankly, Betty, I don't need it. Barney needs it badly. That hook of his has been wider than a corkscrew. But my game is at such a high peak, too much practice might make me go stiff.
Oh.
Well, so long, girls. Have a good time at the movie. And don't stay out too late.
We'll probably be home before you and Barney are, Fred.
Fine. See you.
Isn't it funny how two grown men can get so wrapped up in a game? You'd think their life depended upon it.
Don't knock it, Betty. At least it keeps them out of trouble. That must be the babysitter. Come in.
Hello, Mrs. Flintstone. Hello, Mrs. Rubble.
Hi, Wednesday.
I'm sorry I'm late, but there was such a commotion over at the Rock Towers Hotel, I just had to stop for a minute to see what was going on.
A commotion? What was it?
I don't know exactly, but this big, long car drove up, and this important-looking man got out, and he looked like a king, really.
A king?
In bedrock?
What would a king be doing in bedrock?
I don't know, Mrs. Rubble, but he sure looked like a king, and everyone was bowing. Oh, it was so exciting.
Oh, Wednesday, sometimes I think teenagers just have too much imagination. Well, we'll be going now. You sure you can handle everything, Wednesday?
Oh, don't worry about a thing, Mrs. Flintstone. It'll be just like you were here yourself.
Good. Bye, kids.
Bye.
Bye.
We won't be too late.
We're just going to a movie.
Oh, sure. Just don't worry about a thing. I'm on the job, you know. Hi, Tuesday. This is Wednesday. Yeah, they're gone. Oh, sure. We got a couple of hours easy. Now, where were we? Oh, yeah, talking about Cliff.
I am fed up. You think it's easy being king? Well, it isn't. I don't like being cooped up in this hotel. I need to go out and have some fun. A little relaxation once in a while. All work and no play makes the king a dull boy.
But think of your responsibilities, Your Majesty.
Think of all your subjects who love you.
Oh, yes. How do you explain this? This happens at least 10 times every day.
But, sire...
There's only one thing I am grateful for. There isn't a single good knife thrower in my whole kingdom. But to get back to what I was saying, I need a vacation.
But, Your Majesty, remember why we're here.
You mean the loot?
Of course. If all goes well at the ball tonight, we'll get the $10 million loan we need.
Fooey! I will give up the whole thing for a few good laughs and a little excitement.
But, sire, are you forgetting the payments on the yacht?
And the limousine?
And the new wall-to-wall carpeting in the throne room?
Doc!
You've got to get that loan, Your Majesty.
Both of you out, 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 out!
Yes, my Majesty.
Yes, sire.
Oh, I would love to get out of here. Such a beautiful night. A night made for fun and laughter. Of course, I shouldn't miss the ball tonight. But I am sick of being king. I'll get out and mingle with the peasants. But first, this beard has got to go.
You still practicing, Barney?
Oh, yeah, watch this. I'm starting to control the hook a little. Gee, I wonder where Fred is. The match is going to start in a few minutes.
Time to get dressed, Your Majesty.
You think they finally got him?
Your Majesty? He's gone. There's a note on the mirror.
What does it say?
I took ye bedsheet and slid me down, and now tonight I'm on ye town.
You know something? As a poet, he should stick to being a king.
Look, he shaved off his royal beard.
And we're in a royal mess. We've not only lost a king, we lose our yacht and our wall-to-wall carpet.
Come on, we've got to find him.
Right.
Up all and we will go, up all and we will go. Now, hi, ho, the bowling lanes, the bowling I will go.
Where shall we start looking?
There he goes. He's escaping in that old peasant car.
Stop, Your Royal Highness.
Please, sire, stop, stop.
You guys talking to me?
Please, Your Majesty, be reasonable.
Don't ruin everything for the sake of an evening's fun.
Think of your kingdom, of your subjects.
Yes, sire. And if that means nothing, think of us.
That's right. We're used to living high.
And if you muff that loan, we lose everything.
What's the matter with you guys? I don't know you, and you don't know me. Now get away from the car, will you? I'll be late for my bowling match.
We'll have to pacify him, Guildenstone. Forgive us, Your Majesty.
Oh, my head. Where am I? What am I doing here?
Please calm yourself, Your Majesty.
What's all this majesty business? My name is Flintstone. Fred Flintstone. I was supposed to be at the Bedrock Bowling Lanes 10 minutes ago.
You must have hit him too hard. You ruined his accent.
Yes, I can hardly understand what he says.
Listen, you guys have made a mistake. You got me mixed up with somebody else.
You know Rosencave? I believe him.
You're right, but what a resemblance.
Well, so long, boys. No hard feelings.
Not so fast. Listen, Flintstone. We have a proposition for you.
He's Guildenstone. I'm Rosencave.
Yes, and we are the prime ministers of Stone Sylvania.
We're here with our king to get a loan.
But the king has disappeared, and without him, we cannot get the loot.
So, if you take his place this evening, we'll make it worth your while.
Listen, didn't I tell you I got a bowling match?
Bowling? Don't be a fool. We'll pay you well.
Oh, yeah? How well?
How does a cool 1,000 sound?
A cool 1,000?
Make it 2,000.
2,000?
3,000, but not a penny more.
3,000? Hey. Anybody want to buy a bowling ball?
Where could Fred be? I wonder if he's having trouble finding a parking place.
Let me see now what I'll do. First, I'll get something to eat, and then, I will take in the nightlife.
Here he comes now. Hiya, Fred. I thought you'd never make it, Fred. Hey, Fred, where you going? Hey, Fred, wait! Holy Kawasaurus, what's wrong with that guy? That isn't even his car. Oh, he must have flipped his lid.
Ah, what's that up ahead?
Dry wheel.
Brontoberger. This must be where the peasants eat.
What will you have, Mac?
I want peasant food. Bring me what the peasants eat.
You asked for it. Chopped dodo hash a la carte.
Oh, what a quaint sounding dish. One of the local delicacies, is no doubt.
When Fred forgets a bowling match, something really must be wrong. Wouldn't you know it? There he is, always thinking of food. Hey, Fred! For gosh sake, what are you doing? Hey, listen, I don't know what's wrong, but I'll help you, pal. The first thing we gotta do is get this car back to whoever you stole it from.
I beg your pardon, peasant.
Hey, Fred, why are you using that phony accent? Gee, you must be in real trouble. Now, first of all, where did you get the car?
Unhand me, you fool. Don't put your grubby hands on my royal arm.
Royal arm? Holy mackerel. It's worse than I thought. He's completely off his rocker. Now, keep calm, old buddy. Let me drive you home.
Let's go, you peasant.
Please, Fred, don't make me get tough with you.
Here's your order, buddy.
Never mind the food, miss. He's coming home with me.
That's what you think.
Oh, that poor guy. Is he in bad shape? Well, I'll just have to save him. There's the car Fred stole. He must be in there.
Ah, so this is the folk dancing in this country. I love it, love it. It is so quaint.
Fred, hey, Fred, what are you doing in a place like this? If the bowling team don't mean anything to you, think of your family.
Uh-oh, here comes that little nut again. Terribly sorry, madame, I must be leaving. But the peasant who approaches is an excellent dancer.
Hey, Fred, wait.
What's your hurry? Let's dance.
Oh, boy. The things a guy does for his buddy.
So this is what you wallowy peasants do in the evening. Marvelous, simply marvelous.
Got you this time, old pal, old pal.
Oh, no, not you again. Unhand me, riffraff.
No, sir. I'm taking you home, Freddy boy.
Beautiful, beautiful. The winners of the Wolf Contest. Congratulations.
Gosh. Hey, Fred, we won.
Very nice. And it's heavy, too.
Yeah. Oh, poor Fred. That guy is really in a bad way.
Yabba-dabba-doo! Ha, ha, ha! Barney should see me in his fake beard.
Come, Flintstone, there's very little time left. You must learn your acceptance speech.
Acceptance speech?
For when they hand you the money. Repeat after me. The rotskin spotskin is motskin in the plotskin.
And the rotten spotkin is mutton in a right?
No. You sound like a foreigner. You must roll the tongue more. The rotskin plotskin is mutskin in the plotskin.
The rotskin plotskin is mutskin in the plotskin.
I think he's got it.
Rotskin plotskin is mutskin in the plotskin.
That!
Huh? Gee, what was that?
Oh, nothing. Just part of being king.
Well, on to the ball.
And the money.
The rotskin spotskin is mutskin in the plotskin.
Say, do you think we have time to stop in the Rock Towers for a cup of coffee, Betty?
Oh, sure. It was a short movie. It's early. The boys won't be home for another hour.
Maybe we'll get a look at that king Wednesday was talking about. I hope the coffee shop is still open.
Wilma, look over there.
Gosh, that's some crowd. Oh, bellboy, Can you tell us what's going on over there?
Oh, sure. There's a big ball in honor of the King of Stonesylvania.
A real king?
That's right, lady. As real as they come. Take a look if you can get close enough.
Come on, Betty. I just got to get a look at him.
Me too.
Oh, Your Majesty, I've never been so thrilled. This is one of the high points of my life. And I must tell you, my husband has been undecided about whether to give you the loan. But I'm going to convince him he should give you the money that you asked for. What do you say to that, Your Majesty?
The rotten spotskin is a mutskin in a potskin.
Say, Wilma, I know this sounds silly, but doesn't that king look a lot like Fred?
I was thinking the same thing. Except for the beard, I'd swear it was Fred.
Oh, Your Majesty, I wonder, could you repeat that beautiful phrase once again?
Why, certainly. The Rotskin Spotskin is Motskin in the... Yikes, Wilma!
Fred!
Fred Flintstone, it is you!
Yeah.
What is the meaning of this?
What are you doing in that outfit, in that beard, and dancing with that woman? What have you got to say for yourself, Fred?
The Rotskin Spotskin... No, that won't do it. Oh, excuse me, madam. Thanks for the dance. I think I better be going.
Fred, come back here this minute.
Your Majesty, where are you going?
The deal is off.
Your Majesty!
After him. Don't let him get away.
Oh, boy, let's get out of here and make it fast.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Follow that car.
Which way did he go?
I don't know. What I wonder is, where's Barney? I'm sure he's mixed up in this somehow.
Put me down, you lowly knave. Don't you understand? I am the King of Stonesylvania.
Fred boy, I don't know what's happened to you tonight, but just relax. I'll take you home, and maybe tomorrow you'll be your old self again. Trust me, Fred.
I'm afraid there is only one way to get through to this peasant.
Gee, Fred, I'm determined to help you, but if you keep doing things like that, you're gonna jeopardize our friendship.
Well, at least I'm safe back here at the hotel. You know, being a peasant isn't all it's cracked up to be.
Fred Flintstone, you have some explaining to do.
I wonder how he got rid of that phony beard and costume so fast.
What's the meaning of all this, Fred?
I have a feeling that explanations are useless. To the royal suite on the double skin.
Why, of all the... Follow that car!
Yes, ma'am.
Boy, am I glad to get that phony beard off. I wonder what a one-way passage to China would cost. Barney, old pal. Oh, am I glad to see you. What are you doing with that parking sign?
As if you didn't know.
Got you, Your Majesty.
Up, please.
Hey, Fred, come back here. Follow that car.
You know, I don't think this is my day.
Fred, come out and take your medicine like a man.
I am not Fred, ladies. Please, I am just a poor king.
King, huh? Well, come out here and we'll crown you.
We'll make it 5,000.
I wouldn't do it for 10. Wilma!
I thought he was in there. How did he get out here?
Hit now, ask later.
Oh, no. Well, let me out of here.
After him, Betty.
After him, Guildenstone.
At last they are gone. Oh, no, the little peasant nut.
Fred, there you are.
Keep away from me!
Come out here, Fred, please. It's for your own good, for Wilma and Pebbles.
Barney! Bonnie, old pal. Hey, listen, why did you hit me down in the lobby? No! Come on now, what did I do to you?
I'm taking you back to Wilma, Fred.
Wilma? Oh, no, you don't. Not until she's had a chance to cool off.
Fred! Fred! Come on out of there!
Barney, there you are. I knew it. He's mixed up in this, too.
Huh? Well, not me, Betty. I'm just trying to get Fred. He's in there.
Don't try and talk your way out of this, you... You...
Ow! Hey, Fred! Wait for me!
Where did he go?
He's in there. But what do you want him for?
Are you kidding? That man represents $10 million to us.
$10 million? Fred?
We're wasting time. Let's get him.
Oh, no, you don't. I get him first. Come on, Betty.
Let's get both of them.
Oh, one more knock on the head and... Yeah! What am I doing there? If that's me, who am I? I must be completely beside myself. Oh, you must be the king. How are you, Your Royal Majesty?
Fred! Fred?
There's two Freds!
Will the real Fred Flintstone please stand up?
Sure, this is me.
Our king is back!
Hurrah! Long live the king!
Oh, Fred, I guess we made a terrible mistake, but what were you doing here in the first place?
Wilma, I don't even know how to start to explain, but I wish you'd believe one thing. I did it all for you.
Oh, Fred. Wasn't it nice of the king to invite us to the ball as his guests of honor?
I can't get over it. Imagine the Flintstones and the Rubbles in the midst of royalty.
Hey, Fred. How was it when you were actually the king? How did it feel, boy?
Well, I'll tell you, Barney, I'd never trade places with him. I'd rather be a king in my own castle with Wilma as my queen any day in the week.
Oh, Fred.
Well, there you are, boys. 10 million beautiful dollars. Are you satisfied now?
It's beautiful. And think what it means. We get to keep the car and the yacht.
And don't forget the stove and refrigerator. We owe a little on them, too.
And we mustn't forget Flintstone. He helped us out a lot. I better give him what we promised him.
That's right, boys. Be sure and take care of Flintstone. Ah, you know, boys, it's exciting being a peasant for a while. But it's nice to relax and just be a king. Hey, Wilma. Hey, here comes Rosencave and Guildenstone. I bet they're going to pay the money they promised me.
Oh, Wilma, what do you buy with it? A new car? A Mikasaurus?
I'd put it in the bank if I was you, Fred. Keep it for a rainy day.
Well, Flintstone, here's the money we promised you.
Gee, I don't know what to say.
There you are. A check for a cool 3,000 Stone Sylvania Krupecs.
Stone Sylvania Krupecs?
That's right. Solid as the government itself.
Whoa-wee. How much is that in bedrock money?
Bedrock money? Well, at the current rate of exchange, I'd say about $3.95.
$3.95?
That's right. $3.95 in cold, hard cash. And it's all yours, Flintstone. What do you say to that?
Well, gee, I guess there's only one thing I can say. The Rotskin, Spotskin, Mutskin, and the Plotskin.